那我们今天讲到这个福音呢，福音是什么意思？我们传福音啊，基督徒都在传福音，什么意思？
So what does it mean for the word gospel? What does it mean to tell the?
那福音是一个非常文气的字，其实就是好消息。
So gospel is a way of saying that's good news.
那我们就在传讲一个好消息。
So we are preaching a good news.
那好多时候呢，人对教会有一个不正确的看法。我们不知道我们传讲的是什么消息。
So a lot of times we don't know what message we are proclaiming because we.
我有一次在新加坡碰到一个姐妹。
One time I met.
在教会讲望道呢，我们就聊天聊天。
One time I met a sister in Singapore and after church we start talking.
那我对她的状况呢非常感兴趣。
So I was very interested in her state of life.
因为她国内的她是从中国来的，她的国内的好多亲人啊都是传道人啊基督徒，她就不受洗。
Because she's from mainland China and she has her relatives are all preachers. However, she doesn't want to get.
那我非常感兴趣，我就问她你为什么不受洗。
So I asked her, how come you do not want to get baptized?
我不是说一定要她受洗，我很好奇，我说我就跟她，她很外向，她给我。推销一些产品，我也就给他传福音。
I wasn't trying to push her to get into baptism, but I was very interested in to knowing why she doesn't want to, because she's very open.
那我就死活呢，我就说你为什么不受洗？你一定要告诉我你为什么不受洗。
So I asked her, how come you don't want to get baptized?
那我就后来问了他一个问题，他是支支吾吾半天呢，最后告诉我，我就问他另外一个问题，我说你就这做基督徒受洗。和不做基督徒有什么区别吗
？So because she wasn't able to answer, so I asked her another question. What's the difference between a Christian who hasn't get baptized, and also a baptized Christian?
他就说受洗做基督徒就多了一层约束吧。
And she said after you get baptized, you get more restrictions.
那我就想我说。这个很糟糕啊！我们教会传讲的一个好消息就是让人多一层约束。
So and I thought to myself, how come the good news that we're trying to preach will give people more restrictions?
那我说这个，那我们接触到的教会为什么会有这个信息呢？让人感觉到是做基督徒就是多了一层约束呢
？How come a church can make people feel that after you get baptized will get more, you know, restricted?
那耶稣怎么讲的呢
？So what does Jesus say?
那耶稣说：“我来是要叫人得生命，要得的更丰盛，要得到丰盛的生命。”
Jesus saying that he comes to give us life and abundant life.
耶稣也说呢，就是按照我真理而行的人呢，他要得自由。
And Jesus also said, those who work according to my ways will have freedom.
那耶稣也是按照我的话语来建造自己生命的呢。就像把房子建在磐石上，风吹雨淋，风吹撞撞了房子，房子不倒塌。
Jesus also said, "Those who listen to my word and act it out, it will be just like as if he building his house upon a rock. So when the wind blows, when the rain comes, the house will not break."
好像耶稣讲的都是好消息。
It seems that what Jesus proclaiming was all about good news.
为什么别人听到的好像是坏消息
？How come we hear it as a bad, as if they are bad news?
是谁的错误
？Whose fault is it?
我相信呢，牧师有很大的要承担很大的责任。
And then I believe as a pastor, we are you know, like we are bearing like the problem.
那其实我再回到就是今年年初呢，就生给我们这个意象，就是说。两代之间同行，不光是属灵的两代人，还是家里的两代人呢。我们神要让我们呢父辈得一致。
So, the vision that our church receives in the beginning of the year of the two generations working together, whether it's in a family or in a church setting.
那意象里面很清楚，就是说这个孩子呢要离开父母，父母想抓着孩子。
So in the vision, it clearly says that Children wants to get away from their parents. However, the parent tries to grab hold.
那我相信这个呢，代表自己原家庭的一代，也一个肉身的家庭，也代表属灵的家庭。
I believe it represents our physical, you know, like family, and as well as our spiritual family.
但是后来呢，这个小的这个手呢，就是离开大的手，但是另外一只大手来呢，带着大夫的。手套就是做手术的大夫的手套呢，就要 接近这个大手。
So in the vision, the smaller hand was trying to break away from the bigger hand, and then another greater hand with a surgical gloves come try to
heal the bigger hand.
那
个大手呢是神的手。
So the greater hand with the gloves is God's hand.
神的手就是下来要医治这个父辈。
So God's hand will come down to heal the fathers.
那我当我听到这个意象的时候呢，我知道是神不仅仅是个一个人两个人，不仅仅是给我们教会，是给这个时代，至少是这几年我们要来专心的为此来祷告。
So after I hear about this vision, I believe this vision is not just for us as parents, but also for the church and also for the generation, at least for the coming few years.
那为什么跟刚才的这个好消息有什么关系呢
？So what does it have to do with the good news?
我们父辈给子辈儿子辈传讲的东西都是好东西，都要把好东西给他们，塞给他们。
So as fathers, we always give the good things to our children, the good news to our children.
我们作为传福音的人呢，好像作为一个属灵的父母一样，要把属灵的孩子带进家里，也想把一个好东西给他们。
And as spiritual parents, we also want to give the good news, the good things to our spiritual children.
但是好多时候我们所做的呢，适得其反，就像那个大手呢，拼命抓着那个小手，那个小手呢一定要离开。
However, a lot of times things will go against our ways. It seems that the bigger hand wants to grab hold of the smaller hand.
那不光是我们的家里面的孩子啊，我自己也在经历这些事情。我生的孩子现在都在上大学，大学毕业了，都在经历这些事情。
It also happened to me as well. All my three children are graduated, have two of them have graduated from university.
不光是在做人的角度、工作的角度，还是从这个属灵生命成长的角度，我们都先让他们按照我们的想法去做。
So according to their life, their careers, and or their thinkings, we wanted them to follow our patterns.
但是好多时候呢，适得其反，事与愿违，好多时候冲突不断。
However, things will go against our ways, and a conflict will arise.
那在属灵的层面也一样。
Same as in our spiritual life.
我们希望我们周围的亲戚朋友，我们希望我们周围的邻舍，今天多少人需要 good news 好消息。
So we are hoping to give the good news to our neighbors, our family members, our relatives.
你知道我们的救主多么的伟大，多么的有能力，世界上所有的人都需要。今天山火到处爆发，街上到处是流浪汉，他们都需要好消息。但是我们好多时候没有把好消息正确的呈现在人的面前。
You know how great our God is. He's able to provide for all those people. And look at around us now. We have the wildfire. We have the homelessness. A lot of us need the Savior.
所以呢，以象的第二部分就是神的手要来医治我们，作为父辈。
So the second part of the vision is that God's hand is going to heal the fathers.
我们必须要来接受这样的医治。
And we have to receive the healing.
我们非常非常需要接受这样的医治。
And we have to receive this kind of healing.
因为现在教会里面呢，传福音在西方，不管是在东方，就是受到一个很大的阻碍，就是说我们自己没有很好的得医治，心灵得医治。传福音的时候呢，好多时候是在伤人，不是在传一个好消息。
So not just in the Western world, but also in the East, and all of us we are proclaim the good news. However, we are ourselves are brokenhearted, and the news that we proclaim is sad news. It's bad news.
上次我看到一个节目，就是有一个福音的一个专栏，基督教福音的专栏，就是说去采访Elon Musk.
So I once watched a gospel TV, and it's someone who are interviewing Elon Musk.
那其实 Elon Musk 呢，他对圣经读了很多，他有很多的研究。
So probably he has studied the Bible.
不是 probably, he studied.
Oh, he studied Bible. He's a Christian.
Yes. No, he's not a Christian, but he studied the Bible.
Okay, so Elon Musk.
You translate what I say.
Elon Musk studied the Bible.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you. She's doing a very good job. But I feel sorry for Elon Musk and also the ones who are interviewing.
但是我就觉得那个就是报道就是那个 interview 的那个人就感觉到很糟糕。
就是说他们拼命要把话要往Musk 的嘴里面塞。
It seems that they are forcing the words into the mouth of Elon.
拼命就说要让他这样，要让他那样。
And they were forcing him to say this and say that.
其实伊隆马斯很谦卑地表达他的观点，他相信这个，相信那个，那一些还有一些保留。
So actually, Elon Musk was being honest. He was saying that he believes this and he believes that, and and some part of it he is still, like he has his own thinking.
但你想想，就是说，我在那个地方看的话，就 Elon Musk 被这些基督徒呢不累了一顿。
So from my perspective, it seems that Elon Musk has been bullied by the reporters.
所以你想他回家会怎么样呢？
So what do you think when he comes home?
他会来教会吗？
Do you think he will come back to the church?
那所以包括这个先知 John Paul Jackson 是上个已经过世了，就是他是过去五六十年美国全世界教会公认的一个先知，他就说了一句话，他说现在在西方呢，我们在呈现福音的时候，特别在这个知识界呢，好多人呈现福音的时候，他不能保持他的平静。不能不 angry.
So there's a very famous prophet,
John Paul Jackson.
He has passed away. And one time he said that the problem nowadays when they proclaim the good news, they cannot keep their calm.
就是当你做 apologetics, 就是为这个福音来辩护的时候，你能不能心平气和的来为你辩护？
So as an apologetic, can you, calmly explain yourself, debate yourself?
所以就是今天呢，我们作为基督徒，我们灵里面重生以后，得到主以后，非常信奉，非常愿意把这个 news 传出去。但是呢，我们需要魂的层面要很深的得医治。
So as a Christian, after we baptize, we get healings from God, and we have to get the deep healing inside.
那如果按照西方心理学的话呢，这个模型呢，我们暂时采纳它。
So according to the Western psychologists, we will going to go with the pattern, the standard
model.
The model. Yeah.
那还有很多的模型，但是我们用这个西方的模型。
So there are many models. However, we will use this Western model.
那这个模型呢，在过去很多年，很多个世纪都是蛮有用的。
So this model has been practiced.
就是人呢，分为灵魂体三部分。
So the model is that as a human, we have the body, the spirit, and the soul.
那灵是最深层的。
The spirit is the deepest part.
灵是跟人的良知有关系。
So it's related to our conscience.
The spirit.
The spirit.
那魂呢，分为三个层面。
So the soul, there are three parts of the soul.
那第一个层面就是人的思想。
And one is the mind.
第二个是人的情感。
Emotion.
第三个是人的意志。
And your
will.
Will.
那还有另外一层的呢，就是人的身体。
Of course, outside we have the physical body.
那身体呢需要吃饭。
We need to.
我要去做事。
We need to work.
有五官，有所有的感觉。
So we have our eyes and ears, and we have feelings.
但是当我们灵里面重生的时候呢，先要通过魂，就是我们思想要改变，我们的情感要得医治，我们的意志要来起作用。
So when we got saved, we need to go through our soul. So we have to get the healings for our emotion. We need to have the will, to do things.
那我再次的要讲，我们得到的是一个宝，耶稣基督是宝。
So once again, I want to emphasize that we are getting a treasure. So Jesus Christ is the treasure.
但是我们怎么呈现出去的时候呢？能够完整的呈现出去，好多时候要通过我们的语言，通过交流。
However, when we deliver our message, a lot of times it's through our message, our words.
好多时候也要通过我们的行动。
And also through our action.
那在这个时代呢，我们要很仔细的要注意一个东西啊。我们现在教会里面要注意一个东西，我们教会是不缺乏知识的。
So in this generation, there's something we need to, make a note of it.
我们如果不主要，我们不认识和我们教会的真正的需要的话呢，我们会亏损很大。
So if we do not know the real function of our church, you will be at lost.
你要知道，在过去的几个世纪里面呢，就是说其实西方的教会啊，东方的教会都是呢，那种比较落后的时代呢，他们需要的是知识，所以培根说什么，知识就是力量。
So in the past, the East and the West, what they need was knowledge. That's why the Francis Bacon said, knowledge is the power.
那所以呢，人的魂的层面呢，你发现情感和意志是比较健全的。
So that's why you will see that most people have very good, healthy emotions and mind.
那为什么呢？其实很简单，他们也不去思考。到夏天种田，冬天都没事做，一直在一起交流啊，烤着火炉讲故事啊，一起玩耍呀、啊，兄弟姐妹一起长大呀、啊，好多的交流，好多的这种冲突呢，在小时候就冲突完了，长大结婚以后呢，没有太多的要冲突的了。
So people's life was simpler back then, so they will plan, they will rest in the winter, and they will have a lot of communication with their siblings, they grow up together, they fight together, and then when they get into marriage, because they have the struggle in their childhood.
或者他们进入社会的时候也是这样，就是说他们好多已经懂得跟人怎么样去交往。
So they know how to deal with their spouse, and also when they go into society, they know how to deal with other people.
但是现在这个时代不是这样。
However, in this generation, it's not the same.
Oh, 我们小时候呢忙于读书。
So when we were young, we were so busy with learning.
上次我回去的时候，我一个朋友他说，我的儿子六岁的时候背着沉甸甸的书包上学的时候，我就想哭，因为他的童年彻底结束了。
So one time we went to China, and then my friend.Told me that when he sees his son carry a very heavy backpack at the age of 6, he felt very sad because he thought of him, his childhood is now over.
那我们呢，六岁正开始玩呢，那小时候对吧？就说你有很多的情感方面的这种 development， 就说你去玩啊耍呀，跟朋友打架呀，搞这个搞那个呢，就是有很多的情感上的建造和交流。
However, in my generation, at age 6, my childhood has just begun. We have a lot of chance to, you know, go explore and then, you know, to play and to grow.
那在过去的时代更就是这样的，有很多的机会来建造情感、感情、情绪。
Especially way in the past, we have a lot of opportunities for people to build up relationship, to have good emotions.
那我讲的今天你听起来好像不是在讲圣经，其实非常重要，圣经里面都有。
So it might seem to you that I'm not talking about the Bible. However, everything is related to the Bible, and the Bible has it.
等一会儿我们要看耶稣怎么样来正确的传达信息，有很多的例子，但是给我们一些模式，给我们一些榜样，我们怎么样来很好的来交流。
So later on, we will go and learn from the scripture and how Jesus will deliver his message.
刚才我讲到一个红的一个层面，就是情感的层面，就是我们这个时代呢需要的是知识吗？也需要，但是更重要的是在这个情感和意志的层面。
So early on I talk about the soul. So do you think in our generation we need to have the knowledge? Not so. We need more about our free will and our will and our emotion.
那就是说在过去的时代我们是不知不觉的，其实好多人的情感是非常非常健康的。
So in the past, even though we do not know about it, however, we do have very, very good emotions.
所以他们唯一需要的就是听道。
So what they need to know back then was to listen to the words.
所以星期天呢非常渴望去教会。
So on Sundays, they all long to go to church.
因为牧师是他们当地呢最有学问的人。
Because pastors will be the most knowledgeable person.
所以他们想去听道。
So they will go and listen.
学知识。
They want to learn.
回家就应用。
And then they will apply in their life.
所以牧师呢非常受尊敬。
So pastor back then was very well respected.
今天不是的。
But not so right now.
你牧师讲的，我打开随便打开网络，哪一个都比你讲的好。
So whatever our pastor preach, I can search on Google and see better preaching out there.
其实我也比你讲得好。
And indeed, I can even preach better than you.
我只是不说而已。
I just don't want to say it.
真的，其实真的也是这样。
And actually, that is the truth.
当我打开 YouTube, 我好多时候听别人讲，他们都讲得比我好。
When I open my YouTube and I see a lot of people like talking about oh.
所以我们今天呢，不缺乏，不缺乏。真正的知识。
So today we do not lack of knowledge.
包括圣经，我们现在有最好的版本、最好的解释、最好的学者，那你做了最好的工作。
And including our Bible, we have the best, you know, like translation, the best, you know, like
interpretation.
关掉哈，对呀。
所以今天呢，就是说我们这方面是不缺乏的。反过来呢，就是说在这个知识方面不缺，我们缺乏的是。情感方面的 健康的焦虑。
So we do not lack of knowledge. However, right nowadays we need to have we lack of like good healthy emotions.
好多时候知道，但是我们情感交流的过程里面，如果情绪不对的话，人是不接受信息的。
So a lot of times when we are telling other people, however we are not in the right state, we cannot communicate our message.
所以有时候我们父母说着，儿子，我教训他很多，他怎么还不听呢？永远听不进去呢？
As parents, we may you know like rebuke our children. However, you will say, how come he still doesn't listen?
这心理学家研究呢，他说人的这个情感如果受挫的时候呢，他大脑就不工作了。
So psychologist tells us if the person is in a stress, their mind cannot function.
其实这是上帝做的一种保护的机制。
So it is actually a God-designed mechanism to protect us.
人在接受信息的时候呢，先是小脑开始工作，它是条件反射。比如说你人看到一个危险的东西来了，他就第一个大叫，第二个呢他就躲闪。
So when we see a threat, so the mind will start, the brain will start function. Either we will scream, we run, or fly.
就 not brain in 反射是 条件反射。reaction.
Okay.
Reaction.
It's
just a natural reaction.
就是一个自然的反射。
因为他要躲。
Because he needs to hide.
他的大脑是没有工作的。
So the brain does not function at this time.
当然，他的条件反射可能在训练过程中大脑有起作用。
So of course, sometimes it's through practice or exercise we can.
那训练好了以后呢，是大脑那时候是来不及反应的。
However, when a threat comes, our brain will do not have the time to react.
所以当妈妈训儿子的时候呢，儿子他就警戒起来。所以这个条件反射呢，我要把我自己保护起来。
So when a mother is, you know, like rebuking the child as a self-reflection, that the child will shut himself down and does not listen.
那我讲的就是父母需要一致。父母呢认为你现在就应该听我的，敞开心来听我。
So what I'm saying as a parent, we need to know, and you don't assume that okay, you are I'm telling you, then you have to listen right now.
但是上帝造人呢，说让他要保护自己，不然的话，你的话。如果是负面的话呢，进到他的里面，他会受伤。神不让他受伤，所以就把耳朵要关上。
However, God designed these mechanisms for the person to protect himself. So when a threat comes, the mind immediately shuts it down. So that's why the negative words will not go inside of him.
所以父母说，我教你做很多事，怎么还是不听话？
So as a parent, you will say, how come I say this many many times and you still do not understand?
但是因为我们在交流的过程里面呢，我们自己的情感没有得一致，我们出来的是，给人的不是一个正面的东西，或者给人一种威胁。
So, because ourselves are not properly, you know, healed from God, so when we deliver our message, we are harming other person.
所以呢，神为了保护他呢，他就不能听。
So
他不能听。
It's for God's purpose to protect that person so that he cannot listen.
所以你要感谢上帝，你的儿子不听。
So you have to praise God that your son doesn't.
因为他一直敞开心听的话呢，你好多话语进到里面，他心就受伤了。
Because if he did indeed open his ears and continues listen, like all the hurts, all the words will go into him and hurt him.
所以到另外一个地步，儿子就出大问题，孩子就出大问题。
So to a point that this child may have a bigger issue later on.
曾经碰到过一些人来找我们牧师啊，有一个就妈妈说，女儿。离家出走了。
So there are many people have come to the pastor to tell them about their family issues. One time, a mom said that my daughter ran away.
很着急，十年级离家出走，不上学了。
So she was very worried. The child is in grade 10 and she ran away. She doesn't want to go to school.
那当然呢，是因为母亲对她太爱她了，就是说要让她好好学习。这个呢，最后呢，在教训她有一次呢，就让她孩子下跪。
So because the mother really loves the child and she continues to discipline her, and one time she was making a big mistake and she asked the daughter to kneel, you know, to kneel.
从那以后起去，孩子就离家出走了。
So after she made her to do that, after that the daughter just ran away.
离家出走以后，她就是最后说要不要叫警察？我们说不要叫警察，警察可能把事情会搞得更糟。
And she asked us whether she will have to call the police. We told her, do not call the police. It might make things even worse.
但是她后来叫了警察呢，这儿子女儿干脆不联系，去同居了，十年就跟人去同居了。
So and after that, she called the police, and then the daughters, never showed her up again, and then she went and stayed with a boyfriend.
当然，这母亲的心愿说是我要孩子回来，他至少要读书啊，十年级啊。但是，这些美好的愿望现在都是不可能把这个信息传递给他，他是不能接受的。
So even though the mother was very worried, and she said, "Oh, she's only in grade 10. She needs to come by and go to school." How, even though the message is good, but the message was not able to deliver to the.
今天我们属灵传耶稣的时候，也是一样的一个道理。我们传讲一个好的东西，但是呢，我们让对方呢，要来在他一个被尊重的前提之下，他敞开心，能够很愉快的来听你讲。
So similarly, when we deliver our message to tell us other people about our gospel, we need to make sure that.We calmly, you know, deliver the message and the other person.
不过我还是要非常感谢神，因为我们教会呢，真的神，因为其实一步一步带领呢，我觉得我们教会还是走得很健康。
So praise the Lord, and as a church, I praise God, and God has led our church into a very healthy state.
很健康呢，不是说我们做的都 perfect.
So doesn't mean we are perfect in every way.
就像刚才歌里面唱的，我们不是 perfect.
Just like the song that we just sang, that we are not perfect.
但是呢，我们意识到我们不 perfect， 我们意识到要学习呢，我们就找这个 perfect 的神。
So because we know that we are not perfect, that's why we seek this perfect God.
所以我说我们的教会呢是 perfect.
That's why I say our church is perfect.
因为我们现在愿意来寻求。
Because we are willing to seek Him.
愿意来寻求这个神的能力来医治我们。
We are willing to seek His power to heal us.
当我们知道这个事情，我们愿意来寻求的时候，愿意来找帮助的时候，就有结论了。因为神一定能够帮助。
Because when we know that we are seeking Him, He will definitely come and help us.
那将来我们走出去的时候呢，人都会听我们讲，人会诉说他们的情况，我们也可以来聆听，他们敢于敞开自己。
So when we step out and people will listen to us, they will be more open to us.
那我觉着我要这个还是我要举一个例子，荣耀归给主。
So I want to give you an example, and we will give the glory to God.
为什么荣耀归给主？我觉得神现在就坐在我自己的身上。
Why do I say glory to God? Because I felt that God is working in me.
我最近好像走到那里跟人谈谈话呢，人家就先信主。
So recently, it seems as if like I go out and talk to people, and people start to you know wanting to believe in Jesus.
有一天呢，我在迷圣我的那个房子里面装修啊，有一个房客呢，我在他的房间装修，但是我没有钱给他租个 hotel， 我说你就住这里，我东西都盖住给你装修。同时呢，他就跟我聊天。
So one time I was working in mission in one of my properties, I was renovating a room, and I wasn't able to pay the renters for him to stay in a hotel.So I was talking to him, saying that her. So I'm gonna cover everything so that you can still stay here.
这过程中，他就问我很多的问题。
So we start talking, and while in midst of this, she asked a lot of questions.
因为她是基督徒家庭长大的，现在不信主。
Because she was raised in a Christian family, however, she does not go to church now.
那她说，我们西方人现在都是找什么佛教啊，什么印度教，你们东方人怎么为什么信基督教了呢
？She's asking, oh, as a Westerner, we now believe trying to believe in other religion like Buddhism or something like that. So how come you believe in Jesus?
后来又问就是为什么？你就说圣经是唯一的呢？那么多的宗教啊，
and、
都很好啊。
Why do you say that the Bible is the one and only God? So everything seems good, like all other religions seems valid.
他又分享到他的为什么不信主呢？他的父辈是当牧师的什么长老，为了分遗产呢，打得不可开交，他就受伤了。
So she explained why she's not a Christian now because.Yeah, her fathers, older generation, they are all like pastors, like elders in the church. However, because of they are fighting over the inheritance, and she was hurt and she doesn't want to go.
那整个过程里面呢，我觉得就是我对她很尊重。
So throughout the process, I felt I have deep respect for her.
我聆听她讲。
So I was listening to her.
我讲我的见证。
And I share my testimony.
她问我问题，我就很尊敬她的前提之下，我来回答我能够回答的。
So when she asks questions, I will answer in my best possible way to respect her, in a respectful way.
那后来她第二天，她说她开始读圣经了。
So second day, she told me she started reading the Bible.
她说：“哎，我的圣经都成两半了，这个。”我这个后来保罗正好跟我一起工作，说我给你找一本 King James。
So she said, "Oh, my Bible has torn in half." And then the other that day, Paul was with me like working, and so we gave her a King James.
那我讲什么意思呢？生在这么多年，也在训练我，就是说，好多时候我刚信主的时候是非常有激情的一个人，啊，传福音到处传，但是好多人直接就说。够了，够了。
So God has been training me. So when I first became a Christian, I was very fervent and I would tell people about the Bible. But however, a lot of people would say, "Okay, that's enough."
跟人有时候辩论七个小时。
So sometimes I would debate up to 7 hours a day.
但是后来真的神教我说，不是靠这些。不是靠你赢得了人的辩，你赢得了辩论，也不能赢得人的灵魂。
So God has taught me that even though you won the debate, you will not win the heart.
那所以后来就说，神就开始改变我很多。
So God started to change me.
也接着我的孩子。
And also through my children.
也接着我的太太。
And through my wife.
那我的太太呢是另外一个国度里面成长的人，跟我都不一样，所以呢。我们有深究很多一些教导啊，是操练磨练。
So my wife grew up in a very different kingdom country. So through our marriage, we have a lot of struggle.
深究通过这些让我们来学习。
And through all this, God have taught us.
那很重要的一点，今天神就在教导我们，通过这些意象，让我们要知道，就是我们有宝，但是要把它给出去，别人愿意接受。
So through all this, God's teaching us, we do have the treasure inside of us. We need to know how to deliver it.
就像今天好多推销这个健康产品的人，直销的人，一人人家我其实用过一些健康产品，很好。我跟人家一讲，人家就怕。牧师，你怎么也推销啊？其实我不是推销，这个产品真的很好。
Just like.Direct marketing, you know, a lot of people do direct marketing for their health product. I have myself personally used a lot of good products, and I try to tell other people about it, and people start to get freaked out and say, "You are a pastor, how come you do direct marketing?"
因为好多人呢，现在对这个这些直销啊这些东西，他有反感，他一定过去的好多的体验呢，让他不相信这个东西。
So because of their past experience, they will, you know, feel uncomfortable when you tell them about, you know, this kind.
那今天呢，人对教会的看法，世界对教会的看法呢，好多时候因着这个过去错误的观念，或者说撒旦呢扭曲很多的东西，啊，让人对教会有一种看法，就是觉得就是就像刚才那个人，教会去教会就是多一层约束。
Because in the past experience, past church have give other people an impression, you know, that, you know, like, it's a negative impression. So people have, you know, feelings against it. So it's just like the person that I met early on, she felt that getting baptized is getting more restriction.
所以今天呢，神让我们就是说在这个特别在情感的这个层面呢，就是健康了以后呢，我们可以心平气和的跟人家去交流。人家可以心平气和的来反对我们的意见，对不对？可以坐下来交流，对不对
？So when we get healings from God in our emotion state, we can calmly explain or debate or deliver our message, and then we also give a chance for the other person to calmly, you know, defend themselves.
当然，你首先拥有的是真的好东西。
But first of all, you really have to have the good treasure.
那这一点呢，就是我们跟神要有好的关系，
so,
正确的信仰。
So we will have to have the good relationship with our God, the real belief with God.
他的能力就在我们的里面。
And his power is within us.
他的生命就在我们的里面。
And his life is within us.
所以耶稣说，你们就是世上的光，光已经在我们的里面。
So Jesus says that we are the light of the world. The world is the light is
already in us. 但是我们的光呢，不要被那些东西要挡掉，我们就把那些，我们那个灯泡亮的时候啊，亮的时候，外面遮的那些东西都要把它去掉。
So we need to get rid of all the coverings around our lights. We need to shine.
我们讲到这里呢，我们今天讲讲这个情感的层面，还有一个意志的层面呢，今天我们不讲。
So today we're just gonna focus in our emotion. We will not talk about our will.
那意志的层面呢，大家好，就是说你决定了这个就要去做。
So in a state of will, like when you make up your mind, you will have the guts to do it.
就说教会我们今天接受的信息活出来。
So that means that you can
活出来。
Exercise out the message that you received.
那耶稣讲呢，真的活出来的时候呢，真的就是大能，大能的一个福音。
So when you live it out, God says, Jesus says, it's a powerful message.
那个是有意志的层面。
So that's through our will.
那今天呢，我们主要从情感的层面来这个来学习，让神也真的来借着圣灵来医治我们。
So today we are going to learn it through our emotions.
我们翻开一段圣经，看耶稣怎么做。
So we will take a look at one of the scriptures how Jesus does the things.
我们翻开路加福音十九章。
So we can turn to Luke chapter 19.
啊，这个第一节我们读到第十节。
Verse 1 to verse 10.
如果你 if you have English Bible, you can read yourself. Oh, here we have both English and Chinese.耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫该撒，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人。正因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上橡树，看见耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见都私下议论说，他竟到罪人家里去住宿了。撒该仗着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。”这里一个短短的故事。
So it's a short story.
那我先介绍一下背景。税吏呢？是什么什么是怎么回事情呢
？So I want to give you some background. So,
那税吏当时的以色列人看税吏就是大坏人，这样讲。
So as a tax collector in the eyes of the Jews, they are the bad guys.
因为他们当时呢是罗马帝国的殖民地，他们收税，以色列人那边去收税呢，给这个罗马帝国去纳税。
So they were dominated by the Roman Empire. So everything they collected.The tax will be given to the Romans.
那同时呢，收税的人一般都保一下私囊，自己再装一点。
So as a tax collector, they usually you know keep some money to themselves.
所以这个以色列人呢，他们第一个就是汉奸走狗。
So to the Jews, they are the betrayer, the
再加上是还是恶霸。
Traitors, you know the.
恶霸贪官，的枪都装到自己兜里面。
The mafia, you know, they keep the money, you know, for themselves.
所以那时候的以色列人一想到罪人，就想到了第一个是妓女，第二个是税吏。
So in that time when they think about sinners, the first thing they thought of is the prostitute. The second is the tax collector.
或者说反过来，第一个想到的就是税吏。
Or maybe vice versa. The first probably is the tax collector.
所以呢，这个人呢，撒该又是一个什么税吏长。
And Zacchaeus is the chief collector.
就是说，一个税吏呢，就是税务局的官员。
So meaning that he's probably the one of the big officials.
对，如果是一个税吏，就是税吏局的一个官员。
Okay. So if you are a tax collector, you are just a officer working for the tax government.
如果你是税吏长呢，你就是税务局的局长。
So if you are the chief.Then you are the chief of the tax collector.
所以这个以色列人呢，敢怒而不敢言，对这样的人，很气，恨透了。
So as a Jew, they are very angry. However, they cannot do anything about it. So they don't like him.
讲到这个税务局啊，我主要我 十多年前回国的时候，我有一个亲戚，他在家里有一套金叉的制服，也有一套税务局的制服。
So when we talk about tax, I remember one time I went back to China and I have a friend, has a relative friend. He has a uniform, like police uniform, and he also has this tax collector uniform.
我说你怎么会有金叉？你既不是金叉，也不是税务局的人，为什么有这？
And I asked him, how come you don't? You are not a policeman, and you are not a tax official.
他说我恨透了这个金叉和税务局的人。
He said, I hate police and then I hate the tax collector.
你知道中国的警察跟加拿大的是不一样的。
You know, the police in China is very different from the police in Canada.
他说，但是我也没办法。
But I cannot do anything about it.
好多时候被他们欺负。
So a lot of time I've been bullied by them.
所以我有时候出去为了壮胆子，我就有时候穿警察的制服，有时候穿税务局的制服。
That's why I sometimes I wear my police uniform, sometimes I wear my tax collector uniform to to strengthen myself up.
所以这个税务局的人呢，蛮有权柄，但是人也很恶。
So even though the tax collector have the authority, but people hate them.
那所以你看看这个撒该呢，就是以色列人啊，特别那些信教的虔诚的人特别恨他。
So for a person like Zacchaeus, people like hated him, especially the.
但是你发现很奇怪啊，耶稣说了几句话要住在他家里面呢，他就自己就悔改。
But very interestingly, like Jesus only said a few words. Jesus said that I gonna stay in your house, and for some reason he repented.
他就说什么呢？他说，急忙下来，欢欢喜，第一个欢欢喜喜接待耶稣。
So first of all, he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
他没说我很害怕呀。
He
didn't. 先知来了。
He didn't say, "Oh, I'm scared." He's the prophet.
我看到文士已经很害怕了。
I see that the teachers are afraid.
我看到祭司就更害怕。
I see the priest. I feel afraid.
先知来了，我就没地方钻了。
So if the prophet came, I have nowhere to hide.
那显然那个时候，耶稣呢，对他们来说是一个先知啊。
So obviously Jesus will appear as a prophet to them.
但是他没有害怕呀。
However, he
他反而欢欢喜喜的来迎接耶稣啊？为什么
？However, he was not afraid of him and he welcomed him gladly. Why?
这是第一点，为什么
？Why is that?
第二个，他就悔改，他自动悔改。
And second of all, he just willingly like repent himself.
我作为牧师呢，好多时候到人家里面要人家悔改。
As a pastor, a lot of time I would go to other people's house and make them repent.
好多时候人家悔改，好多时候人家不但不悔改，不把我训一顿。
Most of the time, they do not repent, they will rebuke me as well.
有好多次，好多次。
Many, many times.
有一次去传福音，让人家提着鞋子把我赶出来。
One time I went to a person's house to preach the gospel. They chased me out with their shoes.
我跟一个年纪大的人祷告嘛，按在他的头上祷告。怎么可以按到一个老人家的头上祷告呢？
Because I was laying hands on one of the older men to pray for him, and he was so mad. Like, how dare you to put your hands above my head?
Anyways, 就是所以呢，这个地方他自动悔改啊。耶稣有没有说让他悔改？
So、
没有说让他悔改吗
？He is a so he repent himself automatically. Did Jesus ask him to repent?
No, 对吧？没有说你悔改，他没有。
Yeah, he didn't say go repent.
他为什么会悔改
？And how come he repented?
因为大家看到就是耶稣第一个呢，非常看重他。
So here you see that Jesus actually, cared about him.
看重。Respected him.
Valued him.
Yeah, valued him. 这个税吏长啊，被人招恨啊，又矮，又不帅。
Imagine this tax collector being hated by everyone. And not only that, he was short, probably ugly.
你是个税吏长，税务局长，人都恨你嘛。你至少要长得要帅，长得又不帅，对不对？
So people hated the tax collector. At least you have to have good looks, right? But no, he's not good looking.
所以我相信他的这个自我的形象在以色列人中间是很差的。
So I believe his image in the eyes of the Jewish, the Jews.
但是呢，他渴望看见耶稣，他就看一下也可以。
However, he was longing to see Jesus.
那这里面有一个渴望。
So he has this.
其实今天世界上的人都有渴望。
So indeed, everyone on this earth has this.
都在渴望。
Deep thirst.
渴望真正的力量，真正的爱。
Everyone this thirst for the real power, the real love.
都在渴望，都在渴望上帝能够来拯救他们。
Everyone is thirst for God's power to save them.
战争，森林大火。
The war, the wildfires.
好多孩子无家可归的是怎么回事情
？And a lot of children are homeless.
其实都需要上帝。
So all of this we need God.
但是呢，就是说这个地方呢，就是说让我们知道我们的上帝耶稣是非常尊重他的，不管他是一个罪人什么，非常看重他。
So here we'll see that as a father, as a God, he respects everyone.
他的心里有这种渴望的时候呢，当碰到一个尊重他的这个主，他就刚欲去。来交流，心灵上的交流。
So when a heart that is thirsty and met this God who respect him.
今天也是，其实基督徒我们走到哪里呢？人有很多的渴望，他能不能敞开，能不能向你表达他的需要
？So just like nowadays when we go out, a lot of people are thirsty, but can they open themselves to you?
我们能不能在呈现我们的这个信仰的时候，我们不需要强加给别人，不需要来 angry， 不需要来发怒。人家不听，不需要来，非要让人家听。
So when we talk about our belief, can we just, you know, not pushing our message to the other?
那耶稣就是这样的，他很尊重。你下来，下来，我今天要在你家住，这个是一个非常大的荣幸哎。
So just like Jesus here, he care about him. He's asking him, "Can I stay in your house tonight?"
所以因为这样一种尊重呢，对他的一种看重呢，这个人心里自动的改变。
So because of his respect for him, he repented.
他愿意听耶稣讲的都愿意听，他愿意感受耶稣的这身上带的一切，他都愿意来接受。
So he is willing to listen. So he is willing to receive.
那所以呢，就最后呢，就他就悔改。
So that's why he, in the end, he repented.
那我今天讲的就这个例子是我们要学习的。
So, this example we have to learn from this.
那我们同时呢，就真的回家也祷告，让神来把这样一个耶稣的这样一个对人的这样一个尊重，对人的这样一个接纳，对人的这样一个看重，要放在我们的心里。
Today when we go home, we also need to pray so that we can have a heart like Jesus, so we can have.Respect other people. To care.
感谢主，我们来做一个祷告。
So praise the Lord and with a prayer.
主啊，谢谢你，你非常爱我们每一个人。
Thank you, Lord. You love each one of us.
你爱你的儿女。
You love your children.
主啊，让我们首先要蒙福，受祝福。
So you want us to get blessing first.
让我们真正的能够来接受你的祝福。
So that we can truly receive your blessing.
丰盛的祝福。
Abundant blessing.
同时也成为一个管道来祝福我们周围的人。
And also will become a vessel so that we can bless other people.
愿你来医治我们情感的深处。
May you heal the deepest heart part of us.
过去不管是从原生家庭来的、文化背景来的，还是社会上来的、学校来的，任何不健康的东西，你都来医治。
So any unhealthy part of us, whether through our family, our past experience in the society, in the school, Lord, please heal us.
让我们心里面充满对你的信心
so that we can full of confidence in you.
让我们也对别人周围的人都有尊重
and we will also have the respect for other people.
让我们知道你在掌权
we know that you are in control.
我们的儿女不听我们的天不会塌下来
if our children do not listen to us
别人不听我们也没关系
the sky will not fall and even if other people doesn't listen it doesn't matter.
我们也不失身份
We will not lose it.
我们还是神的儿女。
We're still your children.
我们也不需要为你来辩护。
And we do not need to defend for you.
因为你却要为我们来辩护。
However, you will defend for us.
因为你是大能的神。
Because you are the greater God.
神迹奇事将要行在我们的中间。
And the signs and miracles.
主，我们今天来祷告，我们感谢你。
And we'll pray and praise you, Lord.
你在以后的日子向我们的弟兄姐妹来，不仅仅是讲话，那个圣灵的大能来医治我们。
In the coming days, not only speaking to our Spartan sister, but also work in us, Lord.
让我们出去的时候能够成为一个尊重别人的人，成为一个聆听的人，能够聆听的人。
So when we step out, we'll become a person who respect others and who are willing to listen to others.
不容易被冒犯的人。
And we will become a person who will not be easily angered or offended.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，主啊，你把那样的爱也放在我们的里面。
And put this kind of love in us, Lord.
当我们给的时候就是得。
When we give, we will receive.
啊，当我们失去的时候，主啊，你会补足。
Even if we lose, you will repay us, Lord.
啊，我们愿意把我们的自己的自我、我们的面子都可以放下来。
And we're willing to let our face down.
为了别人利益的缘故。
For others' good.
感谢主，赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.